Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Today is, in fact, International Coffee Day, which is really very, very difficult for me because there's 2 days, well, actually like 3 days of a year that I don't drink coffee. One is Yom Kippur, one is Tisha B'Av, and one is the day before Yom Kippur. So what I've done over the last few days is reduced my coffee. I haven't had coffee today. And you should know that I normally start my day with a cup of Baruch's coffee because it is just awesome. And that is generally how we start the day here in studio. This morning I am missing it, but we will get back to it tomorrow night. We don't need to worry about that. But joining us for International Coffee Day is Baruch, Aaron Baruch. He's the owner of Baruch's Coffee Roasteries. He's the man who turns green beans into our morning personality. So we wanted to talk beans, roasts, brew, and some myths. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us and happy International Coffee Day to you.
Boker Tov. Good morning to all the listeners and everybody. And I feel so sorry for you.
Me too.
That is good cause.
Yes.
How are you?
I would be better if I was drinking your coffee, but I'm still good. So, yes.
No, carry on.
So, in fact, in December, I had the privilege of coming past your place. You weren't there, but it was really amazing just to pop in. You've created something so unique in Mossel Bay. How did that come about? How did you land up creating this? And just to describe it to listeners, it's just an incredibly busy place. There's people in and out from all walks of life. There are people that you could see just rushing, getting their coffee, going to work. Others have driven all the way to get there. Other people want to look at the roastery. It's just such an interesting place that is almost a sort of a center of the area. How did this happen?
Coffee, it's a passion. Mm. It's something what I always said, it's a long story. But I say like this, whoever smell coffee, smile. Not the matter what you do, you smell coffee, you smile. And always coffee will bring a smile to your face, the aroma, the grinding, the roasting, the noise, the flavors and the blends. This is actually what is in the coffee. After that, coffee, it's a social thing. It's coming from 1,600, 1,400. The Arabs create nooks, they call it. Mm. So you can sit and talk and change and bat. And it's always was about something to social. It's like a wine, it's like anything what bring people together. Today, they're making it so much industry, so it's fading. So that's why my place today is affordable, talkable, talk about coffee. It's still like the old days. You can afford. Even a guy who have, let's say, 25 rand, 28 rand, he can buy a nice cappuccino. Amazing. Cappuccinos today, I don't want to hurt the industry. It's become too expensive.
Yes. And therefore it makes it inaccessible for people who just want to. In terms of your beans, how do you go about sourcing the beans that you use?
Okay, sourcing beans, we it's very, very easy. I was buying a lot from also Africa, but unfortunately, Africa and South America become almost the same price. So I left Africa completely and only went South America, like Colombia, Guatemala, Mexico, El Salvador, Honduras, Brazil. And I'm trying to get other exotic coffee. So I'm changing the place to more exotic. How you choose it is you get a batch, you roast it three different temperatures. So the three temperatures changing the characteristic of the coffee. So that make the coffee in a way a light roast, dark roast,
yes,
medium roast. Now you can mix between you can drink it individual, and that actually created, then you check acidity, body, smoky. This is not such a thing, bitter coffee. So remember, if you want to know why.
Right. That's so interesting. And is there a trend? What you find people generally will go for?
People will go the one coffee, good quality coffee. That's what we call it. You said, wow, I really enjoy it from a cup of coffee. Now, if a guy like acidity, he cannot go into the market and say, this is what I want to give to the client. I change it. I said to the people, what do you like in the coffee? Soft, medium, fruity a bit. What do you like? And they said to me, I'm like a pharmacy. But you know the old days, pharmacy. So, and he said, okay, I like stronger, but not to hurt my brain, they call it. So I'll give him a little bit, let's say, Blue Mountain or soft coffee, acidity, Macajava. It's very low roast. So the roast changing the quality of the coffee or the characteristic, as I said.
So it's and your favorite cup?
My favorite cup is filter in the morning. Okay, let's be honest and admit it's Yom Kippur now, so I will admit. I have a sin in the morning.
Right.
I drink tea. drink tea in the morning.
Yes.
And after that, I have a nice filter coffee, strong coffee in the shop. So, and after that, I take a single espresso.
Right.
I'm starting soft.
Yes,
not
yes.
Hard.
Right. Not a shock to the system. Very interesting.
And after that, well, if you start too hard, let's say if you take Americano.
Yes.
And you said, okay, I'm taking it as a short Americano, it's hard. Difficult for you to enjoy more and more from coffee. It's like a strong perfume. If a lady walks, sorry, ladies, if you walk with a very strong perfume, you kill the room.
Right, right. And it's the same idea with coffee. Very, very interesting. I hadn't thought of it that way. That is where we do need to leave it. Aaron Baruch from Baruch's Coffees joining us this morning on International Coffee Day, giving us some idea as to what coffee means and how best to enjoy it. It's 6:44.